Lucian Brunner, speech in the Vienna City Council about the Czech-German language dispute. April 27, 1897, Vienna. In the debate on a resolution against the new language ordinance and bilingualism in Bohemia and Moravia, Lucian Brunner comments.
The representative body of the city of Vienna must keep in mind that it is not only the center of a country inhabited by just one nationality, but by numerous nationalities, and therefore it must be avoided that another nationality of the empire will reckon this resolution might contain an affront, a resentment against them. After all, it has been customary over here in Austria for as long as anyone can remember to pursue a politics of catchwords, and among the most expedient catchwords are ethnic conflict and ethnic strife. When a political party is at its wit's end, then it sets out to trigger ethnic conflict. Hence recently, the gentlemen from the Young Czech Party, who until now have done nothing but raving about freedom and progress, have suddenly sparked a new ethnic conflict just for the sake of this mess of pottage that is the language ordinance. These mistakes, however, are committed by both sides. We observe that on the other side, the catchword of a Germania irredenta is already being loudly proclaimed. It is the duty of Vienna's municipal representative body to declare that it rejects the continuation of the ethnic conflict in Austria, since the conflict of the Austrian nationalities among themselves is the original curse of our monarchy and one of the major handicaps preventing the empire's healthy development. The Viennese population has never been nationalistic in the sense that it would have wanted, let's say by force, to denationalize another nationality. And nevertheless, Vienna has remained a German city. I believe that is the duty of the imperial and royal capital of Vienna, if it drafts a resolution, to draft it in a manner that will enable also the other nationalities to regard Vienna as their capital.